Next, let's look at limitations in treatment and interventions. Jake, a 17-year-old Latino male, is diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder as a primary and panic disorder without agoraphobia as a secondary. He reports having been born biologically female and that he started the process of transitioning to male 6 months prior to intake. Jake did not discuss any religious affiliation during assessment, nor was it assessed for by staff. As a result of not knowing Jake's spiritual beliefs, staff have struggled to find areas of strength for their client to support progress toward his goal of decreasing isolation due to anxious symptoms. Several months into treatment, however, his mental health worker found out from collateral contact with his mother that Jake's belief in a higher being, which came from his grandmother, is a positive influence. Jake's mom reported that these beliefs help get him out of bed each morning despite daily anxiety and frequent worried thoughts. His faith is his current source of strength and coping. With this information, Jake's mental health worker is able to build on this strength and better connect with Jake to improve his functioning. Cultural components like spirituality, when present and non-identified, are not incorporated into treatment, and this can tremendously limit potential strengths that the client can use toward recovery.